The Mission, KKMS Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities Christian Voice.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Rolling Stone is apologizing to a University of Virginia administrator after a jury found the magazine defamed her in its discredited story about a gang rape at a fraternity house. A jury today found that the magazine, its publisher, and a reporter defamed Nicole Iramo. Eric Wemple, media critic for The Washington Post, has been following this story closely, and he tells SRN News Rolling Stone and the writer of the story, Sabina Rubin-Eardley, deserve everything they're handed.
But I think it's fitting that they should have to pay for it, you know, out of their pockets, out of their insurance policy for libel or whatever they have, because to sort of reinforce the point that journalism, bad journalism, has victims.
The magazine relied almost exclusively on the testimony of one woman named Jackie in this story who said she'd been assaulted by seven members of a fraternity. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points. This is SRN News.
.401 here at AM 980, The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian Voice. This weather report is brought to you by Amtrak. Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be. Go from the cities to Chicago for $54 with Amtrak Saver Fares. Book now at Amtrak.com/Saver Fares. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply. From the OnePlace.com studio, here is a quick look at your weather forecast. For tonight, a low of 44. For Saturday, mostly sun and 69, much the same on Sunday. All sun, 69 degrees. For Monday, 60 and a chance of showers, but the sun returns on Tuesday. Stay tuned for On the Way with Ridgeway coming up next here on AM 980, The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian Voice.
Hi, this is Mike Woolworth with Bible League International and an exciting update in our campaign with AM 980, The Mission. Already, you have sent hundreds of Bibles to Christians in the Middle East, Asia, Africa, and Latin America, people you won't even meet this side of eternity, but you know the special place of God's Word in your own lives, and you're grieving the fact that Christians don't have access to their own Bible in their own language. But they will now, thanks to you for sending them their Bibles. Would you help us complete our important task of sending 1,500 Bibles from the AM 980, The Mission listening family? We can get there as quickly as 50 families sending 20 Bibles each. That's a $100 tax-deductible gift. Would you go from being a mere listener to a Bible sender today? Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click the God's Word to the World banner at AM980TheMission.com. From all of us at Bible League International, God bless you for caring.
On the Way with Ridgeway, you'll be encouraged, educated, uplifted, and informed. Plus, have a little fun, covering the issues that face you every day as you grow in your walk with the Lord. He's an entrepreneur and evangelist. It's On the Way with Ridgeway. Now, here's Paul.
Hey, thank you very, very much for being with me on this last day of the week, and some say it's the best. Hey, very serious prayer right now. A brother in Christ who heard me speak a couple weeks ago when he dined at Colonial Church with a business group asked me if we would pray for his precious 8-year-old daughter who's in the hospital, tried to commit suicide because she's on Prozac and mother has got a lot of emotional problems. Will you pray for this little girl, please? Her name is Lily. Just pray for a little 8-year-old Lily that she'll be healed, come out of this, and there'll be healing in every way in this family. And you can imagine as a parent or a grandparent, especially how you feel. And this family has some trouble. So do you pray for this little 8-year-old girl? God bless her. Lord Jesus, heal her. Hey, I've got Dave Richardson, who has written a book called Transparent. And boy, are we in a time when Transparent, how to see through the powerful assumptions that control you. And he's the founder of the Assumptions Institute and the chief executive officer. And prior to funding and founding the Assumption Institute, Richardson served for 30 years on the staff of CRU. Of course, that's our favorite Campus Crusade for Christ. And so he has written this book, Transparent, and I've got Dave Richardson with me. And Dave, thank you very much for being on The Way.
Paul, thanks so much for having me on today.
You know, I can't get over that a staggering statistic. 75% of young people raised in the church will give up their beliefs and leave their faith, many of them while in college. I've even heard 9 out of 10. But the fact is, it's massive. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, that's been going on for several decades. I remember having conversations about that even while I was in college some 35 years ago. I started off as a staff researcher for Josh McDowell, and of course he's very informed on the trends that are going on in culture, and that hasn't changed. You know, it led him to eventually write a book about 10 years ago called The Last Christian Generation.
Do you think that's possible? Do you think this really, because, David, where I'm concerned about, Dave, is that we have seen with the schools the last 30 years a whole brainwashing of values, and now kids believe in transgender, gay marriage, abortion. It's scary. And I asked Dr. Robert Jeffress, will America ever turn around? He said, absolutely not. Never has in the history of the world nations turned around this far in sin. Your thoughts, can it turn around? And do you think we can even turn around the young people, or is it too far?
Well, no, I don't think it's too far. If it was, I certainly wouldn't have written a book. I've been a parent of four kids myself. I have two of them that just finished college, one that's in and one's about to finish high school. And, of course, this issue is very close to home for me. I wanted to do something that can help reverse that trend. You know, when you talk to most young people today, if they have a relationship with Christ, it's really meaningful for them in their personal lives. But when it comes to everyday things like what goes on in school, you know, whether they're talking about science, literature, history, or whatever, Jesus doesn't really seem to have a whole lot to do with those kinds of things. You know, he's meaningful in personal relationships, but the real world doesn't seem to have much to do with it. And when they ask their parents or adults about those kinds of things, they too don't seem to have any indication of how Jesus relates to the real world. You know, I had been working for a long time with college professors. You know, my ministry with Campus Crusade for many years was with educators. And the funny thing is when you get all the way down to the people that teach the things that the students learn, even they don't understand how God relates to the things that they teach in the classroom. You know, I found a lot of Christian professors in major universities even who love God, love the Bible, will talk about their faith with their students and their coworkers, but when they teach their classes, and the thing that they're a leader or an expert at, I ask them, how does God inform what you do? You know, how does he contribute to knowledge? How does he make a difference in a classroom? And they look at me with blank stares and say, you know, I could talk about God or not talk about God. I don't really see that it makes that much difference. Or, you know, things like, what does God have to do with a chemical equation? It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, even to those who are adults and leaders in various different fields. And that was a big problem. And so that's why I set out on a research project to try to find a way to help them make those connections so that they could do it not only for themselves, but for the sake of their students. And and eventually, as I worked on this, I discovered this works for families too.
Well, I'm talking to Dave Richardson, who's not just a pastor, not just an author, but worked with Campus Crusade for Christ for over 30 years, now called CREW, and written a book called Transparent, How to See Through Powerful Assumptions That Do Control You, and they do. And if you've got any questions or comments for my guests, feel free at any time to give us a call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. And he is an innovator, and he goes after assumptions and discovers are they true or not. And David, your ideas can help change things, but you want people to come to faith, I know, most importantly. And I am troubled when I hear people in professors and people in work talk about, well, I don't want to bring up Christ because, well, we are witnesses wherever Christ puts us. Am I correct on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing that I discovered about assumptions, you know, and the reason that I began looking into this whole issue, first of all, nobody's written on the topic. I've been doing apologetics for 35 years or so, and I'd show this to many important leaders in the Christian community, the work that I've been doing, and they said, this is interesting and unique, and it actually allows us to get some places we haven't been able to get to before. Because when you think about it, you know, if you were to ask somebody, what are your assumptions? Most people couldn't tell you. And in fact, most Christians couldn't tell you that. And when you dig down deep underneath, we find that that's where the disconnect is occurring for students and for families and for adults too. Because, you know, an assumption is the thing that we think is true without questioning it. It's like an autopilot in the back of our head, and we have little or no proof for it. It's essentially a faith commitment. And the interesting thing is that Christians are not the only ones who do this. Atheists do that. Secularists do that. People from various different religious traditions do it too, of course. But, you know, when you assume something, you just take it on faith that it's true. But most people don't even know that they are assuming or what they're assuming and if their assumptions are true. So it's not a question of if I assume or if I don't assume. We all do it. The question is, are your assumptions true, and do you have a way to figure it out? So that's what I did in the book Transparent, is I did an entire five-year research project on what assumptions are in general, but also the specific ones that we tend to make, and discovered that there are actually three families of assumptions. Every person alive assumes in one of three different ways, and only one of those can actually be true. And I developed a practical tool and a skill that I can teach to students, as well as something that I can teach to professors to help make those connections. Because at the level of our assumptions, God is everywhere. It's an amazing thing. And, you know, when you start talking about what difference your assumptions make, well, as soon as you start getting beyond things like, is there a God or is there not a God, down to questions like, what is good, or what is humanity's basic problem? That's all the issues of life are most of the time. And so when we say that we believe there is a God who created and made everything, but at the same time, when we talk about moral issues, we can say, well, I know what's right for me, but I can't tell another person what's right or what's good. That's because they are assuming that they decide for themselves what's right and what's true, which is actually not a Christian way of thinking at all. You know, when you say that if there's no God, so there's nobody else to tell you what is right and what's good, then you decide for yourself. So I make up what's true for me. I make up what's right for me. And so many Christians do the same thing. They say, I believe there's a God, but he doesn't really I ultimately am the one that decides what's right and what's good, and everybody else does too. And so then we end up into supporting all kinds of strange things that are completely antithetical to who God is and his person and his character, as well as the truth in his word. And when we do that, you know, we're not helping build the kingdom of God. We're actually helping drive the culture further and further away from God. And Christians are helping. And that's a sad thing. But if you can detect what your assumptions are and you can see, oh, hold on a minute, I bought something that's not true, that's not right, and you can see how to realign it with what is true and what is right, that'll change your life, because things that are true line up with who God is. And if you know who God is, you understand yourself and the world around you better.
But well, let's take a break, Dave. I'm sorry. We've got to take a break, but I just want everybody to know, I am talking to Dave Richardson, and he has written a book, Transparent, How to See Through Powerful Assumptions That Control You. And, David, where can people get this book? I know it's out now, but where can they get it?
Well, you can certainly get it from the book website, thetransparentbook.com, and it's available at every major bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Powell's, Books a Million, Amazon, all of the major bookstores have Transparent available right now.
And, you know, when we get back...
And it's available both in print and...
In both, correct?
Yes, it's both print and ebook.
You know, Dave, I want to get back. I want to talk to you about, you know, you state there are assumptions we all make. What I thought was interesting, though, you say they're inherently religious, even those made by atheists. And I've got atheist listeners and agnostics who listen. Is it fair to refer to the faith of atheists? I want to ask you that when we return. And you also have developed something you call critical assumptions test, and I want you to explain to our listeners what that is and how do we use it and what does this test show.
Okay.
And I have an old saying that when you assume, look at the first three letters, don't ever assume, know the facts. We'll be right back with David on the Way of the Ridgeway.
This is David Wheaton, host of the Christian Worldview radio program. The world is always changing, but Jesus Christ and God's Word are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the good news you will hear each weekend on the Christian Worldview as we discuss compelling issues of life and faith so that we can think and live to God's glory. So join us this Saturday at 8 a.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on AM 980 The Mission and AM980TheMission.com.
This is Michael Medved for the Salem Media Group. Faced with a choice between two presidential candidates with high disapproval ratings, conservatives must resist the temptation to sit home and sulk in this election. Low GOP turnout could bring disastrous consequences for worthy Republican candidates struggling to maintain majorities in the Senate and the House. The loss of just four Republican Senate seats out of 24 up for grabs could hand control to the Democrats. In the House, the Republicans would lose their majority if Democrats flip just 12% of the 247 seats the GOP is defending. Regardless of the presidential outcome, maintaining conservative power in Congress will be crucial for the nation's future, especially if Hillary is elected president and attempts to enact radical aspects of her agenda. What's more, your one vote is even more likely to make a difference in close races with the smaller electorates in House, Senate, and local contests. Don't sit this election out. I'm Michael Medved.
Hey, I'm here with Beth Blair, a travel expert. She's an author. She's on USA Today, New York Times. Beth, as a flight attendant, I'm guessing, you know, I've heard a lot of congestion in the ears, that plugged feeling. How did you deal with that?
Oh, it's a horrible feeling. I often used to try chewing gum or drinking a lot of water, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't.
But when it didn't work, was there a solution?
Well, not when I was flying, but today there's a product called Eustache, and it's easy to use. You actually put the product up against your nose, you press the button, and it blows air up your nose, and you swallow, and it clears your ears instantly.
Easy.
Easy breezy.
Clearly, it's working great for you, Beth. Do you recommend it for others?
Yes. In fact, I have a family member who suffers terribly anytime she flies or travels through altitude, and she tried the product, and Eustache saved the day. She's been using it ever since.
The Eustache is available at select Twin Cities CVS pharmacies, and you can find more info at unclogmyears.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Paper 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Epigenetics and Sins of the Father, God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions, close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Should your child be breastfed? Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Good afternoon. This is Alan Green in the AM 980 KKMS Traffic Studio. Traffic's brought to you by Cub Foods. Cub is going mega with My Cub Rewards. Save $5 instantly when you mix and match any five participating items. And there's no limit. Buy five, save $5. Buy 10, save $10. It's not just big, it's mega. Rewards now at Cub. Better fresh, better value. 35W northbound slows 35th to 94. 394 eastbound is heavy pen to 94.
494 eastbound slows between East Bush Lake and Lindale, and 494 northbound slows up between Tamarack and 94-694. Now, back to On the Way with Ridgway on AM 980, The Mission.
Hey, thank you. We're talking about transparency, and I've got author Dave Richardson, who for over 30 years was with Campus Crusade for Christ, written a terrific book called Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. Folks, we assume a lot of stuff, and our assumption of what we assume could well be wrong. In fact, many times it is. And David has really made us address that issue. How do you make sure your assumptions are correct? And David, you state that the assumptions we make are all inherently religious, even those made by atheists. They're going to go nuts when they hear that. Is it fair to refer to the faith of atheists? Because I've got actually numerous ones that listen all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is absolutely legitimate to say that. And the reason why is because nobody's omniscient. And because nobody's omniscient, you have to begin your reasoning process with an assumption of some kind. For Christians, it's a revelation that comes from God, but for everybody else, it's just a raw, feet planted in midair assumption. And there's two different ones that atheists make. One is that when they begin the reasoning process, they begin with the assumption that all there is just the natural material world. It's just a physical-only existence. That's all there is. Minds, spirits, gods, angels, demons, anything like that. That's all imaginary. That's not real. Doesn't exist. Another way that some atheists assume is that everything is ultimately some kind of creation of our mind. It's an ideal of some kind. They believe that there's an ideal human society, that we can actually build it, that we can perfect humanity. There's two different flavors of atheists, actually, in that department. But the one that we're most familiar with is that first one, that God doesn't exist. All there is the physical world. Well, if that's true, then you start with that as your starting place in your reasoning process. Then you go down to where did it come from? It just came from natural laws. How does it run? It just is run by natural laws. Where is it heading? It's heading towards annihilation and death. What is a human being? Is a highly evolved animal who decides knowledge for themselves, decides what's right and what's good for themselves. And then, of course, the problem with the world must be religious people, because religious people believe in things that are imaginary. And so you have to fix that. Well, when you start with an assumption that is the thing you don't believe, that you believe to be true without questioning, with little or no proof, it's basically a faith commitment. You just have to take it to be true on faith. And all of those other conclusions follow from that initial faith commitment. Everybody does it. It's not a problem of being a person of faith or not being a person of faith. It's a question of which faith are you a person of? Everybody does it. And I've had conversations with many atheists about this, and it drives them crazy to hear it, because, yes, I understand you don't believe in a deity or any kind of organized religion or anything else like that, but you believe there is something that is self-existent all on its own, and for them, it's just the natural material world that's self-existent. Well, that's no more or no less a commitment of faith than the commitment of faith that a Christian makes, that there is a creator and a creation.
David, let me just jump in here. Let me challenge any atheists and agnostics listening, and they do every day. Give my guest, Dave Richardson, a call, who's written a book, Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. And atheists and agnostics, you're controlled by your assumptions too, just as you blame all of us for having our assumptions as believers in Christ. But give us a call. I know that Dave would welcome your call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. Of course, it's open for all of you to call no matter what your faith is, 651-289-4499. David, you've developed something you call the critical assumptions test. What is that, and how do we use it, and what does this test show?
Well, the critical assumptions test is initially me graphing out the logic tree of these different ways of assuming. And that helps me detect what kind of assumptions a person is making, and I can tell which one is true and which one is not. I've actually turned it into a phone tablet app. It's available on the book website, thetransparentbook.com, and you can put it on your smartphone so that when you're reading something like a web page or textbook, or whether you're listening to something like our conversation on the radio or a lecture in a classroom or even a conversation with a friend, or if you're watching a TV show or a movie, you can look at the message and you can tell what message is true or not, not based on the message itself, but the assumptions underneath the message. So if the assumptions are true, then the things built on those assumptions are true. But if the assumptions are false, I don't care how complicated and sophisticated it is, the thing built on those false assumptions must be also true. I mean, it must also be false if the assumptions are false. And the critical assumptions test literally takes no more than, oh, maybe 30 seconds at the most. If you got a little bit of practice and you got it right there on your phone, it's easy to figure out in a hurry whether a message is true or not. And that's a great thing about this for students. It teaches them how to think for themselves so that when they don't have mom and dad around anymore and they don't have a local church pointing them in another direction, they can figure out the truthfulness of the messages in their textbooks or in the classroom or the conversations with their friends or the movies or TV shows they're consuming on their phones every day.
So, David, they can go to www.thetransparentbook.com. Am I correct?
Yes, thetransparentbook.com.
Right. Thetransparentbook.com. Talking to David Richardson. David, last thing, you know, what do you, this is pretty groundbreaking. I mean, especially I think about the kid who goes out of school and the professor is going to eat him up and other kids are going to eat him up and they're not grounding their faith. They've come out of church that hasn't taught the gospel. They've even come out of church. They haven't. They're even worse cooked meat when they get to college and they fall away. What is it, 90%? I've been told 90% fall away, but it's terrible anyway what it is. So will your book, when a person buys and gives it to their kid, and they take this critical assumption test and put on their app, is that going to at least help them a little bit, defending them against the craziness of this lost world? Your last word here.
Yes, the important thing is you learn how to think for yourself. And with the critical assumptions test, you can take it with you wherever you go and use it in just about any situation to find God and engage with him, not just in your personal life, but in the real world, in class or at work or in the community, so that you're living your faith out in a real vibrant way, not just in your personal prayer closet, but out in the world where the world desperately needs him.
You know, David, you were with Crew. That was going to be the last question, but I felt this last one I need to ask you this. You were in Crew, you know, Campus Crusade for Christ. You've seen college kids across the country, done studies, written books here. They're really fodder at the university with these professors, though, and other people, aren't they? I mean, they're not well-prepared to even defend their faith. And Paul says we should do it the Apostle Paul. But, boy, most kids I see going to college come from, quote-unquote, church or Christian background, are not very prepared. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. When you read Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, it says, solid food is for the mature, who by practice have had their senses trained to discern right from wrong. And most of our kids are not trained. Not that what I've written is divine scripture by any stretch, but it gives them something that they can practice so that they can figure stuff out for themselves and discern whether it aligns up with the truth of God's word and God's character or whether it's something that they should discard. And right now, most students have no understanding of how to think through things for themselves. They just feel their way through. It feels good. It feels right. Therefore, I'll do it or I won't do it. And that's not a good way to hang on to your faith because
no.
The feelings are gone.
I feel like we're flying okay and don't know I'm upside down going straight to the ground. You're right. Hey, I've been talking to Dave Richardson, who's written a book, Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You at bookstores, Christian bookstores, but also you can go to his website, www.thetransparentbook.com, www.thetransparentbook.com, and then not just finding out about the book, but also this critical assumptions test you can put on your app. It's amazing. And David, God bless you for your work. Thank you for eternity. There'll be college kids and others coming up to you saying, you saved me from the false teachings. And I want to say thank you for that, really.
Thank you, Paul. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
God bless you mightily. Hey,
thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, David. Thank you. And when we return, you know, we have another ministry. Outpost Ministries is working with men and women, young and old, who are battling same-sex attraction. And they've been doing this for many years. It's Christ-centered. And Dan Pumala from the Outpost Ministries, a pastor, is going to join us to talk about their ministry. And if you've got questions, you yourself have same-sex attractions or family members or friends who do, he can help out in what they're doing and also help answer your questions. One return on the way to Ridgeway. We got to help each other through thick and thin. These are trying times that we're living in. Have a little faith, I say. Have a little faith, my friend.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro and save every day on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-215-0703. That's 1-800-215-0703. 1-800-215-0703. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you love the bustle of the city? Do you long for a tropical oasis? Or dream of basking in the stimulating culture of a distant land? Travelers Apple Valley recognizes travel is your personal experience. Whether you need to seal a deal in Shanghai or catch some rays in Hawaii, it's their ambition to give you the attention, expertise, and exclusive advantages you deserve. Their experts have been where you're going, and they know all the insider tips and options. They have a passion for travel. Travel Leaders Apple Valley is with you every step of the way, from planning your trip to the cab ride home. Now that's peace of mind. When you travel with Travel Leaders Apple Valley, you travel better. Right now, save $100 off most FunJet destinations to Mexico, the Caribbean, and Costa Rica.
For other great offers on air, hotels, cruises, and more, call Travel Leaders Apple Valley at 952-432-6272 or head online to travelleaders.com/applevalleymn.
Hi, this is Mike Woolworth with Bible League International and an exciting update in our campaign with AM 980, The Mission. Already, you have sent hundreds of Bibles to Christians in the Middle East, Asia, Africa, and Latin America, people you won't even meet this side of eternity, but you know the special place of God's Word in your own lives, and you're grieving the fact that Christians don't have access to their own Bible in their own language. But they will now, thanks to you for sending them their Bibles. Would you help us complete our important task of sending 1,500 Bibles from the AM 980, the Mission Listening Family? We can get there as quickly as 50 families sending 20 Bibles each. That's a $100 tax-deductible gift. Would you go from being a mere listener to a Bible sender today? Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click the God's Word to the World banner at AM980TheMission.com. From all of us at Bible League International, God bless you for caring.
Hey, this is Chris Brown with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This Christmas, we're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes until December 21st as part of our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. There's no purchase necessary, and you can enter to win at stewardship.com. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of our incredible $10 gifts for someone that you care about. Again, you can find great gifts and the $100,000 giveaway at stewardship.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here on AM 980 The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian Voice. How would you like to win a free trip to Israel with Pastor Robert Jeffress from Pathway to Victory? You can just by entering, by visiting, am980themission.com. Use the keyword pathway and you will be entered. Plus, you will receive a free book titled Christianity, Cults, and Religion by Dr. Robert Jeffress. Enter today and get your free booklet at am980themission.com. Use the keyword pathway. Now, from the oneplace.com studio, here's a quick look at your forecast. A low of 44 for tonight, a beautiful weekend ahead, mostly sun on Saturday, a high around 69. Much the same for Sunday, just a little bit more sun. We have a slight chance of showers on Monday, and then back to the sun on Tuesday. Now, back to On the Way with Ridgeway. It's all yours, Paul.
Hey, thank you very much, John. And right before you meet my special guest from Outpost Ministries, I want to just give you a couple quick announcements. There's a special prayer event this Sunday at the Minnesota State Capitol from 3 to 5 to pray for the 2016 elections. And it's a non-political, non-partisan prayer to cover our state and national elections. And they're going to meet at the Best Western Capitol Ridge, which is right there near the Sears, the church there. I mean, church, the hotel, Best Western Capitol Ridge, from 3 to 5. They'll be praying and pray walking the area. And they're going to have refreshments at the hotel for you. And it's sponsored by Restore Minnesota, National Day of Prayer, Minnesota, Minnesota Family Council and Institute, Capitol Prayer Network, Bless Minnesota, Heartland of the City. Again, it's this Sunday, 3 to 5. You are all invited. Meet at the Best Western Capitol Ridge to pray for the elections and to pray for America in Minnesota. And my program next Monday is going to all be about the election. I'm going to have different experts on. Boy, it's hard to believe it's coming up already. And also, just finally, it's hard to believe that tomorrow is our clean comedy night. Tickets start at 9:80. You can still get your tickets on the internet, am980themission.com, am980themission.com. They're only $9.80. The program starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at Revive Brooklyn Park Church with Amy Barnes. Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center, is our key sponsor. And by the way, if you decide that you haven't bought tickets and tomorrow you really want to go, the price is only going to go up 20 cents, but there'll be $10 cash at the door, $10 cash, and you can buy them right at the door, but do bring cash. And by the way, I'm going to be doing my weekend show, first time live. Usually you hear me 5 to 6 best of the shows of the week. But I'm going to do my show live 5 to 6 in the lobby of the Revive Brooklyn Park Church tomorrow from 5 to 6. And if you want to come hear it and see it and even participate with it, come on over and we'll invite you in. Otherwise, the show starts at 7 o'clock, Revive Brooklyn Park Clean Comedy Night. I've got a ministry that I've gotten to know the last few years called Outpost Ministries. And they've been doing really a lot of main things, bringing people out of same-sex attraction relationships, and they're really quite amazing. And joining me is Dan Pumala, who is an ordained and licensed minister and holds an MDiv from Bethel Theological Seminary and a BA from Crown College. He has served two churches as youth pastor before coming to Outpost Ministries way back in 1993, and he served as the exec director for 15 years before becoming the pastor of ministry relations. And he shares a transformational ministry of outposts to the sexually and relationally broken. Jesus Christ has a life-changing power. Amen. And he goes to churches and schools and other ministry groups throughout Minnesota and the upper Midwest. And Dan's ministry has been featured in the news media. He's married and lives in Minneapolis. So Pastor Dan Pumala, thanks for being with me on the way here.
Thank you for inviting me. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Outposts. When it started in 1976, what its purpose was, and what it does on a day-in, day-out basis.
All right. As you said, we were started in 1976, and we had a three-point mission statement that got us started back then, which was to do the ministry of healing for those suffering with same-sex attractions, also to teach the church about her responsibility to do this very ministry, and thirdly, to do evangelism in the so-called gay community. And the good news is that after 40 years, we're still doing the same three things based on the biblical understanding of what homosexuality is all about. And so I'm happy to be part of it. And as you already said, I've been around here for 23 plus years now already. That doesn't include the time I was here as a volunteer or a participant in the ministry personally for about 5 years before I came on staff.
So, Dan, did you also battle with same-sex attraction before you came on staff?
I did. Although I was an ordained and licensed minister, I was struggling secretly and silently with same-sex attractions, and I was minimally involved in also same-sex behaviors. I was conflicted, you would not believe, between what I did in private and what I said in public, and it was very, very difficult. And finally, back in 1987, my life really started to crumble. My ministry was really in shambles. My career was derailed. And I was engaged to be married, and that relationship broke off, and I had no place to go but up from there. And that's when I basically just confessed my sin and asked God's forgiveness, and the power of His grace for me, and got involved in various aspects of the healing journey, including right at my very own home church. And then came to Outpost about a year later and got involved with Outpost and therapy and support groups and all kinds of different things. It was quite a journey.
Wow. I think it's really courageous of you to not only admit that, but the fact that Jesus Christ is the way to heal all of us, no matter what our sins are. And if anyone has questions, I'm talking to Dan Pumola, who's with Outpost Ministries, pastor, godly man, and is dealing with men and women, young and old, who are dealing with same-sex attractions, homosexuality. I know that, Dan, a lot of people believe that homosexuality is a learned trait, and some of them believe it's just a genetic trait and can't be changed. I know we have homosexuals that listen to our show, and I never, ever want to come across hostile or angry about people being gay. I just think it's no different than other conditions. Would you agree, Dan, that we all are in a sin nature, whether it's addictions of sex, pornography, or having adultery in a heterosexual relationship?
Well, that's exactly true. I mean, take a look back at the very first human beings, both Adam and Eve. When they sinned, what happened? Their sexuality got ruined. And immediately, what did they do? They tried to cover up their sexuality. And so we human beings have been living with broken sexuality, trying to cover up the shame that we have about it. And there are very many different kinds of brokenness. But the fact is that we all struggle with something in regards to our sexuality and our identity. And when we're born again, we're given a new identity. And so we don't shame people for having same-sex attractions. We don't even shame them for having struggled with same-sex behaviors or any other set of emotional, sexual, or relational problems. But we invite them into the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His blood to forgive sin and to transform our lives and enable us to walk in holiness.
Well, I'm talking to Dan Pumola, and he's a pastor with Outpost Ministries, which has been around for 40 years, been proclaiming the transforming power of Jesus Christ for the same-sex attracted, the gay-identified, and the broken body of Christ, and they continue to help the sexually and relationally broken find healing and restoration through Christ, and it is through Christ. And if you have any comments or questions, you know people that are battling with same-sex attraction or homosexuality, or you yourself are, feel free to call Pastor Dan. We'd be glad to answer your questions or comments. 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. Dan, before we take a break, you know, when I was with Trinity Works working with Nate of the Outpost, you know, ministry, your ministry, and other people that are dealing with same-sex attraction but have broken away from it through the power of Jesus Christ, a lot of reasons why people have same-sex attractions in their house, et cetera. When we come back, I'd like you to address some of the causes that at least are known both psychologically, medically, spiritually, why same-sex attractions happen. And if any of you have questions for Pastor Dan Pumola with Outpost Ministries, give us a call. Really would welcome. I know some of you are battling yourself. Some have family members, our children. God can heal anything. And give us a call, 651-289-4499. We'll be right back on the way with Ridgeway.
The most wonderful night of my life. God bless him. I know he loves me.
Need help planning your next event? Park Tavern is the Twin Cities' premier party venue.
Park Tavern offers both fun and affordable parties for kids, family gatherings, reunions, or company events, or any occasion to bring people together. Friday, November 26th is Park Tavern's Black Friday gift card special. Buy a $100 gift card and get an additional $50 free. Offer runs through Sunday, November 27th. Holiday fun for everyone at Park Tavern, St. Louis Park.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
What can you say to the Jehovah's Witness at your door?
Well, Or? Come on in. I got a few things I'd like to share with you.
Do you have that confidence when it comes to sharing your faith with a member of a sect or a cult? Pathway to Victory wants you to have a booklet that compares the beliefs of 16 religions, sects, cults, and new religious groups side by side from a Christian point of view. Written by Pastor Robert Jeffress, it's our gift to you, free.
Christianity, cults, and religions.
Just log on to our station website and use the keyword Pathway. As a bonus, when you log on, you'll also be entered to win a tour of Israel with Pastor Jeffress.
Spectacular scenery, wonderful fellowship, and a life-changing experience.
So log on to receive your free booklet by mail, Christianity, Cults, and Religions, and you may be walking in the Holy Land next year.
Visit am980themission.com and use the keyword Pathway. That's am980themission.com, keyword Pathway.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future too. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is Jan Markell, and next on Understanding the Times Radio, I speak with two prominent pastors about campaign 2016. Christians may play the most key role in America. What are our responsibilities? What do we do when all candidates are seriously flawed? Listen for this vital information next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Listen to Understanding the Times with Jan Markell every Saturday morning at 9, replayed Sundays at noon on AM 980 The Mission.
Hi, I'm Rennie Frazier.
And this is Vince Raspberry.
We're hosting a Bible program called Letting the Bible Speak.
Where do you look to find answers to questions in life? The Bible. It's God's manual for living. Come join us as we look to scriptures to see how we can deal with the challenges we face every day.
Listen to Letting the Bible Speak every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 980 The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian voice.
Good afternoon, this is Alan Green in the AM 980 KKMS Traffic Studio. 35E northbound slows 694 to County Road E. 35E northbound after County Road 14, a crash on the left shoulder at 77th. 35W northbound slows from 35th to 94, heavy again County Road C to 694. 394 eastbound backs up 10 to 94. 494 eastbound is slow East Bush Lake to Nicollet. The northbound 494 is heavy between Tamarack and 94-694. 494 northbound at Bass Lake Road, an earlier accident is cleared, but traffic is backed up from Schmidt Lake Road. Now, back to On the Way with Ridgway on AM 980, The Mission.
Hey, thank you very much. We're talking about same-sex attractions between men and women of all ages, and I've got Dan Pumala, who's with Outpost Ministries, a pastor. This ministry has been around for over 40 years, reaching men and women that have same-sex attractions, dealing with homosexuality. And Dan's a pastor, also came out of Same-Sex Attraction Desires to Full Light Through Christ. Now, if you've got any questions, I think this is really important. I'm going to have them on this segment and then just the first segment of our next hour. But I felt this is such an issue that's before all of us. And some of you are having battles with same-sex attraction or know ones that do or in your family. Feel free to call us. This is a godly man who has dealt with this issue for many years and has worked with people as a licensed minister and holds an MDiv from Bethel Theological Seminary. The number is 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. Pastor Dan, do you think the church is getting better dealing with the whole homosexual issue, or has the transgender issue with bathrooms and all that ratcheted things up to make it more difficult?
I think the society that we live in has gotten a little bit more complex, and the church is divided on this issue by and large. I mean, the evangelical church is now waking up a little bit to be able to talk about this issue, but for decades they were unwilling to speak about it, while the more liberal church, the mainline denominations, have been talking about this issue for 50-plus years, and now they've fully accepted and affirmed that same-sex activity and relationships are condoned and approved and even celebrated by God and by their denomination. So the church is divided on this issue. And with the transgender thing coming in more recent years, there just seems to be more and more confusion, especially after gay marriage was legalized, a year ago last summer. We've seen a lot more questions coming to us. People are becoming more aware that this is an issue that's simply not going to go away, and it's an issue that can be faced openly. So we're getting a lot more calls, and we're getting a lot more calls about transgender as well. That seems to be the new popular thing among teenagers in particular, is to switch their gender from day to day. And, of course, you know, leave it up to the teenagers to use the openness, open-mindedness of adults to confuse the whole world.
Well, and a young man to be able to shower with girls, not a bad opportunity if you're really desiring to do that,
yeah,
which is happening.
Absolutely.
Hey, Richard in St. Paul has a question for you, Pastor Dan Pumalasso.
Okay.
Richard, you're on with Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for taking my call. Now, you did say that those people that have interest for same-sex, that you don't shame them, you welcome them in. Do you say anything else to them other than just that regarding their lifestyle?
Oh, we invite them into a place of confession. We want them to open up in their life story to tell us, you know, what's happened to you that you feel this way. Were there things in your past that have wounded you or have left you questioning or feeling abandoned and trying to find acceptance someplace?
Yeah.
No, we do more than simply welcome them. We want to find freedom for them. We proclaim freedom, and we invite them into that.
Hey, okay. Richard,
if
you have another question, go ahead, Richard, excuse me.
No, he answered it correctly, and this is what he should be saying on the air so other people don't get misunderstood.
Yeah, no, Richard, I think you made a good point, and that's what Pastor Dan's saying, is that they affirm, but it's about Jesus Christ, and they'd say the same thing, and I've used this, by the way, with during the gay pride, I said, hey, I feel just as strong. The Bible talks about heterosexual sin. If I'm living outside of marriage and sleeping around doing whatever, that's as bad as homosexual.
No.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
No, Richard, thank you very much for that call.
He did say in Ezekiel, 18, I believe, that we should speak the truth, even though we work on the men, we should let them know. And he said that they bring them to confession, which is excellent. That's what you should say on the air.
Yeah, amen.
So people know. Okay.
Yep. Thank you, Richard, very much. And Pastor Dan, I know that, you guys present the gospel and the Outpost Ministries is really Christ-centered. Your goal, am I correct? I mean, you want to heal people, but the healing comes from Christ. So you want them to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, if there is no relationship with Jesus, then there's no point in dealing with the issue of homosexuality, because the basis is that we want to become more like Christ, who is the perfect example of the image of God in the earth. And we as human beings, as males and females, reflect only part of God's image. And if we're messed up in our sexuality, our maleness and our femaleness, because we have no relationship with God, then there's no point in trying to work at it. That'd be simply putting a Band-Aid on something. And Jesus said, why would you want to gain the whole world but lose your soul? So we want to make sure their souls are saved first. That's our highest priority. In fact, we don't even deal with people in regards to the topic of homosexuality until they are in a place where the Holy Spirit is working in their lives, and that obviously can only happen after they become a believer. So relationship with Jesus is number one.
Pastor Pumala, we only got about a minute and a half before we get to take a break for the next hour, and I'm going to keep Pastor Dan Pumala with Outpost Ministries, dealing with those who have same-sex attractions and are dealing with homosexuality in their own life, men and women of all ages. But if you've got comments or questions now or in the next segment, anytime, he welcomes your call, 651-289-4499. But just to open up, what's one of the key reasons why people have same-sex attraction before we take a break? What are one of the key reasons that you hear from men and women, young and old?
Well, I want to be clear here that there's not one single issue that causes homosexuality. We know that there's, right now at least, as far as medicine and science is concerned, there's no evidence of any biological cause for homosexuality. And so we have to look at some of the different issues that could come up, and they're primarily, they have to do with the relationship between a boy and his father or a girl and her mother. And we look carefully at these relationships and the history of how the people processed through their growing up years. You can imagine that in our fatherless society that there are a lot of men who either had distant relationships with their fathers or none at all. And so they're growing up trying to figure out, what does it mean to be a man when I have no example in my own home? And so we try to look at some of these issues. Sexual abuse is another problem that affects many people who currently struggle with same-sex attractions, particularly women. We think that about 80% of the women that come to us for help to overcome lesbianism have been sexually abused by males.
Well, Dan, let's take a break. We're coming up to second hour, but I've got Pastor Dan Pumala with me from Outpost Ministries, been around for 40 years dealing with people that are battling the same-sex attraction, homosexuality, men and women of all ages. And we're going to come back. We're going to continue to talk about what are the causes. And if any of you are battling this issue or have questions or know others are and you want answers, Pastor Pumala can certainly help you. Give us a call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. We'll be right back for the second hour of On the Way to Ridgeway.
Can you believe the election is just around the corner? November 8th, we will not only pick our next president, but have a chance to pick our local leaders, including your next state senator and state representative. Minnesota Democrats are hoping you're not paying attention to your local races. Minnesota Democrats raised your taxes, caused insurance premiums to skyrocket, and even voted to give themselves a 35% pay raise. They even rewarded Minshew bureaucrats with large bonuses even though they failed. We can't have liberals having total control of Minnesota. Please remember to vote Republican on November 8th, and please tell your friends and neighbors to join you in supporting Minnesota Republicans, who will be a check on wasteful government spending, preserve your individual rights, and fix the broken healthcare system caused by Obamacare. Voting Republican is the only solution to the problems caused by Minnesota liberals. Make sure you vote, and make sure your friends and family join you. Paid for by Freedom Club State PAC.
Hello, I'm Jim Gibbs with Wintrust Mortgage, host of the upcoming Saturday Home Show. Tune in on Saturdays at 6 p.m. where we will be discussing all things real estate, purchasing, selling, mortgages, home improvement. We will be discussing the current market trends and taking your calls. We believe in this market the key is education. So tune in and let us answer all your real estate questions.
Listen to the Saturday Home Show every Saturday evening at 6 right here on AM 980,